I can't believe that this is the way I'm going to die. Squashed in bed by my very own dog. With Singer splayed across her, pinning her to the mattress, she imagined her lips turning blue from oxygen deprivation. Get up, you lazy dog, she wheezed. You're killing me here. Snoring soundly, Singer didn't hear her, and Julie began squirming, trying to bounce him from his slumber. Suffocating beneath the weight, she felt as if she'd been wrapped in a blanket and tossed in a lake, mafia style. I'm serious, she forced out. I can't breathe. Singer finally lifted his massive head and blinked at her groggily. What's all the racket about? He seemed to be asking. Can't you see I'm trying to rest here? Get off, Julie rasped out. Singer yawned, pushing his cold nose against her cheek. Yeah, good morning, she gasped. Now scoot. With that, Singer snorted and found his legs, further squashing various parts of her as he got up, and up, and up, and up. A moment later, towering over her with just a smudge of drool on his lips, he looked like something from a low-budget horror movie. Good Lord, she thought, he is huge. You'd think that I'd be used to it by now. She took a deep breath and looked up at him, frowning. Did I say you could get into bed with me? She asked. Singer usually slept in the corner of her room at night. The past two nights, however, he'd crawled in with her, or more accurately, on top of her. Crazy dog. Singer lowered his head and licked her face. No, you're not forgiven, she said, pushing him away. Don't even bother trying to get out of this. You could have killed me. You're almost twice as heavy as I am, you know. Now get off the bed. Singer whined like a pouting child before hopping down to the floor. Julie sat up, ribs aching, and looked at the clock, thinking, already? She and Singer stretched at the same time before she pushed aside the covers. Come on, she said. I'll let you out before I get in the shower. But don't go sniffing around the neighbor's garbage cans again. They left a nasty message on the machine. Singer looked at her. I know, she said. It's only garbage. But some people are funny that way. Singer left the bedroom, heading toward the front door. Julie rolled her shoulders as she followed him, her eyes closed for just a moment. Big mistake. On the way out of the bedroom, she slammed her toe against the dresser. The pain shot from her toe up through her lower leg. After the initial scream, she began to curse, combining profanity and all sorts of marvelous permutations. Hopping on one foot in her pink pajamas, she was sure she looked like some sort of deranged Energizer bunny. Singer merely gave her a look that seemed to imply, "What's the holdup? You got me up, remember, so let's get going here. I've got things to do outside." She groaned. "Can't you see I'm wounded here?" Singer yawned again, and Julie rubbed her toe before limping after him. "Thanks for coming to my rescue. You're worthless in an emergency." A moment later, after Singer stepped on Julie's sore toe on his way out the door, Julie knew he'd done it on purpose. He was outside. Instead of heading toward the garbage cans, Singer wandered over to the vacant wooded lots that bordered one side of her house. She watched as he swung his massive head from side to side, as if making sure that no one had planted any new trees or bushes during the preceding day. All dogs liked to mark their territory, but Singer seemed to believe that somehow, if he found enough places to relieve himself, he'd be anointed king dog in all the world. At least it got him out of her hair for a while. Thank heaven for small favors, Julie thought. Singer had been driving her crazy for the last couple of days. He'd followed her everywhere, refusing to let her out of his sight for even a few minutes, except when she put him outside. She hadn't even been able to put the dishes away without bumping into him a dozen times. He was even worse at night. Last night, he'd had a growling fit for an hour, which he'd thoughtfully interspersed with an occasional bark, and the whole thing had left her fantasizing about buying either a soundproof kennel or an elephant gun. Not that Singer's behavior had ever been, well, ordinary. Except for the peeing thing, the dog had always acted as if he thought he were human. He refused to eat out of a dog bowl, he'd never needed a leash, and when Julie watched television, he would crawl up on the couch and stare at the screen. And when she talked to him, whenever anyone talked to him for that matter, Singer would stare intently, his head tilted to the side as if he were following the conversation. And half the time it did seem as if he understood what she was telling him. No matter what she told him to do, no matter how ridiculous the command, Singer would carry it out. Could you go get my